Was he not effulgent? I read the May-June 2008 newsletter and now have two questions. It is noted that someone asked the Maharishi why he was not Tejomayam, which is translated as effulgent. Is Maharishi saying that he was not effulgent? I thought he pretty much was, which is what people felt around him, his effulgence. So, is he saying he didn't have effulgence? Maharishi says that one could concentrate on the Sakshisthana, translated as power seat, and could develop this effulgence. But he never felt like it. I have never heard of Sakshisthana. Is it a chakra? If so, where is it? I am unclear about this whole thing, as it is clear he had effulgence. Then mention is made of the Sadadara, which I also have never heard of, and someone asks where it is. What is that and where? In the light of my earlier question about the cow's enlightenment, I read a piece someone posted on the web that said that we need to accept that Maharishi was a son of India and that he accepted some of the milieu, perhaps uncritically. He accepted certain mythologies. It is clear that it flies in the face of reason that a cow could attain enlightenment. What to say about the cow? We may have to face that even Ramana had his limitations in terms of his culture. He must not have seen everything clearly, even if he saw the truth. It seems that you can see and be the truth and still be wrong. I would rather see him as perfect. But I have to admit, it seems he believed certain Indian myths. Otherwise, you have to explain how a dog, cow, and crow could attain self-realization without having much in the way of selfhood to overcome. USA questioner. By saying Tejomayam, the questioner was asking why the Maharishi is still in a bodily form, although self-realized. He erroneously believed that a realized being merges in light and becomes disembodied at the moment of realization. Bhagavan was trying to correct his understanding of this point. He also never went in for mystifying or supernatural spiritual powers, which you can learn about in Raja Yoga, Kundalini Yoga, Shakti Marga, and other schools. About the cow's liberation, unless we are at a level of spiritual experience equal to that of Ramana Maharishi, it is not possible to discern what the Maharishi took as truth or as not truth. What may fly in the face of our reason may be a clearly experienced truth to the enlightened. The influence of Indian culture was certainly expressed in the Maharishi's accents and beliefs, just as the influence of our American culture is expressed in our ways of thinking and living. But those beliefs, especially in the Maharishi's case, cannot be assumed erroneous by an onlooker who sees the world only through the adjunct of a mind and not through the omniscient vision of the universal self. What may appear irrational to us may be experienced as a living truth to a sage. Mind is not the true measurer of truth. Consciousness freed from mind is. Editor.